All right, we are on board at the moment now with the world famous. I'm gonna call him world famous right now because this is my special brother from. Anyways, I don't want to digress where we knew from, but I will in a little bit. This is my brother from way back. Maybe a lot of people don't even know his name. His name is Samson Adeleke, but now worldwide known as MC Fantasy. You're welcome to the Adebowale Taiwo Show.
Thank you, sir. It's a privilege to be here, and thank you for the invitation. I feel honored to be here.
I'm really honored to host you here, despite your very busy schedule. Despite your very busy schedule, you've been able to accommodate some time for me. I really, really appreciate that. We're gonna eat it real quick. But of course, I just want to we'll go back a little bit. So back in the day, I remember when I first got acquainted to you in Lagos State University or Joe at the time, around maybe 2006. You've always had this personality of a very nice guy. You were absolutely nice. A lot of people used to say, "Oh, Samson, nice, nice, blah blah blah." Let's even ask you like a very mild question. How did you get the toga SS at the time? I know you probably don't use that anymore, but how did you get up? Because a lot of SS, that's sickle cell, or whatever. Yeah, how did you get the name SS?
So it was during my pre-degree science at Lagos State University. I was part of the soccer team. I think I was the football captain then. Soccer captain.
Person, I didn't know that one. Okay.
Yeah.
What week were you playing at the time?
Yes, I was playing. I was the midfielder. I was like the captain of the pre-degree science team.
For sure.
And that's what gave me the fame in under level. So during the PDS program, being the captain, they want to go in Samson Pass or whatever. So people just gave me that acronym SS. And I think it's just the double S in my name
in your
when
first
you spell Sam. So,
exactly. Exactly.
It
clicked like everyone called you SS for the longest of times. That for all I know, that was your toga.
And you know what's funny? Sometimes when people put comments on my social media now, I can easily know who knew me last year and all that. When people say SS, I'll be like, I don't go by that name anymore.
exactly. Our brother is now a world famous MC, which is really nice. Before I talk about the next question I want to talk about, I just want to talk about Lasso a little bit. Did you do politics in school? I know for a fact that at some point, I think you were going to plan an awards with, we were going to have like this biochemistry stuff. But did you do politics in school? And are you still politically inclined? Is this something you still want to do on a future date?
Yeah, I think I am my kind of person. I'm just a balanced person. Like, I always want to test the waters and stuff. And one of the things that I was privileged to experience in Lasso was did politics. I contested an election that I won, the social director of the Faculty of Science.
I
organized a piece of science award night.
I think I remember.
Yeah, and then I also contested at the student union government level, the SUG, as a social director.
As well.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't win that one.
You win the election. They rigged the election that time.
Yeah. And one thing my classmate would tell me then is I'm just a balanced student. Like, when you go talk about politics, you find me there. When you talk about sports, you find me there. When you talk about church stuff, you also see me there. And when you talk about going to the library, and when you want to go to the
when we talk about
corner,
following.
When you go to jobless corner, like, I'm just balanced student.
I'm balanced. Okay.
Right now, I don't see myself going to politics. I mean, in the nearest future, maybe political appointment, if somebody feel like, okay, come be the Minister of Entertainment or something in the future, maybe I'll take it. But like, personally putting myself into like the space of campaigning, I rather want to stick more to the entertainment. And of course, I just wrote a book. That's another thing about me. So I'm now an author.
Oh, wow.
I also have the Art Foundation.
What was your book about? What was your book about? The book you...
It's titled My Anecdotes.
Anecdotes. Gotcha.
So pretty much is like a memo, just like story about life.
That's interesting.
My health challenge, my upbringing in Nigeria. I actually talked a lot about last week's book too as well. So last rides, go to my DM, you find the link to get the book on Amazon.
That's beautiful. Great stuff you're doing. I'm proud of you. Really
Thank
great
you.
Stuff. Yeah. So I'm gonna switch it up to one of the major questions I definitely was looking forward to asking you today. And again, I'm gonna take you back memory lane. I don't know if you remember this, but our mutual friend, a mutual friend of ours, Jide Abiola, had organized an event many years ago, many moons ago, somewhere in Ikotun, Egbe. I'm trying to remember, I think 2011 or 10 or 12, one of, no, not 12, maybe 11 or 10, right? And then we both anchored the event. So what was the event about? It brought up a lot of maybe some upcoming artists. There was a DJ, and I remember So Sick, the producer that produced Da Green's album, was in the building that day. Jide was there, a lot of the other guys were there. And while we were hosting that event, I don't know if you remember, you told me that day, that Debo, I want to take this as a profession. I want to become an MC as a profession. And I mean, I was looking at you then, and I'm like, okay, dude, you read biochemistry. I think at that time you were wrapping up NYC, or you had just finished wrapping up. I can't really remember. And I think you had something going for you in Ijebu or something. I can't really
I
remember.
was working at pharmaceutical company in Germany.
Exactly. So I'm like, dude, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, what propelled you to tell me that stuff that day? Obviously, for you to tell me that stuff that day, you were already thinking about it many, many weeks before that. What prepared you to do that, and how have you been able to grow your brand? Before I get you to land, one day, many years ago, you anchored an event for another friend of mine who did not even go to Lagos State University. You anchored the event in their Nigerian traditional wedding in Ibrow, Lagos, and I'm like, dude, something is doing something right, right? How are you able to build your brand as an MC? MC.
Okay, so I feel like Lasso actually made me, because right there in Lasso, I think sometimes when we have student activities, I don't know if you noticed in Excel I do, most time I'm one of the hosts, or I remember Ayo Abu was one of the guys that we normally host events together,
Sure, 1,000%.
and that's one part. The other part is also being a pastor's kid. I didn't have a problem facing the crowd. In my church, I was part of like the youth member coordinator. So facing crowd wasn't a problem for me. And then when we have family gatherings, people always like, I try to do games, not really on the MC level. And then I think before I left Nigeria, I did a couple of gigs then. I remember my first gig that I paid 30,000 was a burial reception.
Trust.
And I was so happy because we didn't negotiate it. It was just my sister's friend. And I finished the gig. He wrote me a check of it. I wanted to go crazy, like, wow. So I can get paid a lot.
What year ago was this? I mean,
That
how
should
long ago
be
was that?
like 2009 or 10. Because
Interesting.
it was during my NYC year, I believe. So, and
Interesting.
then when I came to the US doing my master's program, because I went to Western Illinois, I came on student visa to the States.
And how long have you been in the US? Sorry.
It's 10 years now.
10 years. Dude, great stuff. Great stuff.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Switch it up.
So
Yeah.
when I came here doing my master's program, when people invite me to birthdays, especially all these parlor parties, when I get there, they just say, Samson, oh yeah, talk now. I'll be like, what do you mean talk? You asked me to come to eat
To
your jollof rice. What do you mean I
right.
talk? And I found out that the feedback people were actually, and then at some point when I graduated from my master's, I still find out that people around me somehow will still, I don't know what they see in me. And because of those feedback, I just thought about it one day, like, this is becoming a passion. And the best way to make money in this world is turn your passion, monetize your passion.
100%, like do something that you really enjoy, like
You won't feel like you're going to work.
no, you would
You
never feel like
monetize your passion. So
100%.
I remember the first that event, it was a free event, and somebody approached me and be like, can I have your business card? It was very, very good. The DJ gave me a feedback. So I was like, wow. In
Wow.
my mind, I didn't have a business card. I just lied. I was like,
Oh, yeah.
I left it at home, but
Of course,
I can
but
give you my
I can give
number,
you the number, that kind of
as a
stuff.
sharp Lagos boy. I was like,
Of
I
course.
can't say I don't have a business card now.
Exactly.
And then from there, things started picking up, started collaborating. I think my strength with the way I build my brand is more of like feedbacks and referrals. Because after doing a good job, people
Correct.
like what you do, then they tell people, And of course, social media really helped me, I'll be honest. Social media was very impactful in my growth because I like to put snippets of the event I do,
Right.
and some people will like it and share, some people will follow me, some people will just ask how much I charge and stuff like that. But to God be the glory, when I look back, I feel very thankful to God for how far He has brought me. I never knew I'm going to go this hard and this far.
Right.
Because when I look back right now, I've been to over 10 countries due to just hosting event only.
That is huge. I didn't even know it was that big, but I know that I follow you obviously on your Instagram, and I know that you're always having gigs every single weekend. Even when I called you on Saturday that we should have this conversation, you were just about going for a gig. And again, another selling point that I know that you have is you have this very charismatic way of putting yourself out there. Like you said, social media, you would first start with how you dress, and you kill it every time. Something.
Thank you.
You kill it every single every time I watch you, whether you're wearing a native attire, you're wearing a suit, whatever you're wearing, you always kill it.
Thank you.
That definitely is a selling point. But of course, you're also doing what you do and all of that stuff. It's really nice. Now, I have a question for you. It's still about your career as an MC, especially around maybe someone, because this show is designed to kind of help people to learn and all of that stuff. Maybe we have someone in their late 20s or even someone that's a contemporary that is looking forward to starting up a career as an MC. You've been able to grow your brand in just about 10 years that you moved to the States. You've been able to grow to 10 different countries. And I know the brand is still growing, right?
Amen.
What can they, you know, what are the things that they should, you know, use to propel themselves to bring them up to speed? I know you had a background that talked about your family background and lasso and all of that stuff. But, you know, what else can people do apart from having that exposure from the beginning?
Okay, three things I'm going to say. First of all, you need to pick what you think you have the passion for. Because if you have passion for it, it will drive you naturally. You don't need motivation for many people. Once you have passion for it, that's number one. Number two is don't underestimate the importance of research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even as I feel like God has blessed me, I'm still work in progress. I still go ahead, sometimes do research, even go on Instagram, see other MCs, see how they do their stuff, modify, create something, have a niche out of what they're doing. I think I like what they're doing, and I think it's giving results. And third of all, which I think it was make, I could have, I don't have any regrets, but I feel like if I had had a mentor, maybe I could have gone faster. Even though God has really blessed me, but I feel like it could have been exponential. So the importance of mentorship is very important. And to God be the glory, I have like up to like 6 or 7 proteges right now. So what that does is it's help you fast track your growth. And that way you don't make mistakes that your, you know, mentor made. So it helps you cover up that. And then when you have challenges doing the stuff, you have somebody you can go to who is more experienced, who can give you insight on how to solve the challenge. So those are the three key things, of course, and of course, put God first.
You know? Of course, of course. Great summary. So you have passion for it. You want to do research for it. You want to have a mentor. And of course, above all, you want to keep the supreme being in everything that you're doing, which is really nice. Great summary. So we would switch it up a little bit. But before we switch it up, I know you organized a show very recently. I think it was about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken, or a few weeks ago. And you brought the likes of DJ Jimmy Jatt. You brought the likes of a couple of artists there. It was a show. Can you just give us an insight of how, obviously the brand is growing, right? For you to bring DJ Jimmy Jatt and all of that stuff. How did the show, you know, go eventually? Was you counted as successful? And what were the resources that you put into making that kind of a show?
Okay. So first of all, I think the most important thing is relationship. They always say don't break bridges because you don't know when you need it. People you are meeting in your life see it as a potential opportunities for to help you go to the next level. Not like taking advantage of people, but more so like developing that genuine relationship. Jimmy Jatt was just somebody that I didn't know him. I didn't have a relationship when I was in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I went back to Nigeria to go and do a gig, and we happened to be working together, and we just clicked.
Interesting.
He had a very severe health challenges like a few years ago.
Yes, yes.
I did have two. I had one.
We'll
and then from that, he just connected it and boom, you know. And now it's somebody I can call any now and he will pick my call. The wedding I'm having this weekend in Atlanta is also performing at another event. We're going to hang out. So I could have said, since we've done the events, I don't need him anymore. But see me, I'm still trying to build on it because I reached out like, I saw your flyer. You've been in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta. So that's one. And as regards to my show, it's titled Fantasy Island. It's supposed to be a comedy show
Okay.
and an entertainment show just for glamour, glitz, and all that. But for some reason, I took the advantage and I launched my book at the event as well.
Wow,
And
smart.
and I also launched my
The
art
antidote.
foundation.
Oh,
My
nice.
Anecdotes. Anecdotes
Yeah,
is the
my
title of the book. And then I also launched my art foundation, ASA Art Foundation. Because of my air challenge, I decided to start that, which I know you'll probably talk about that later. But overall, I think the event was super successful. We have over 600 guests in attendance.
Wow.
We have Lau Lube.
Oh, your maiden edition. That was the
Yes,
first one,
yes.
right?
That's what everybody's saying. The ambience in the hall was magic.
I
Like,
saw clips.
There was so much light, so much effect, a lot of wow factor. Everybody was like, wow, wow. Like, everybody said they couldn't believe that that kind of thing. Like, everybody was already saying, oh, this is AY's live standard.
Concept.
Like,
Right.
and it's like something that I didn't really plan to do every year. I was like, maybe every other year because of my lifestyle. Like, I have a 9-to-5. I have it, you know, I have so much going on.
You still
But
keep
everybody
it
was like,
95 SS.
I'm talking to you at my job. I'm on break time right now.
Oh, thank you again for this opportunity. I never knew. I thought you were doing this like 1000%, like full time. That's what I thought.
Actually, I'm a stability coordinator at the pharmaceutical company. So,
Oh, you still with the medical line. Stability
yeah, yeah,
coordinator.
yeah. People,
Job.
people
Can you
tell me.
clarify what that means? Stability coordinator.
I'm in charge of the program for the company to assign expiry date on pharmaceutical product. That's it. That's the simple way of describing it. So looking at all this, I was like, probably it's too much. But now people are asking for more. It was a huge success. My book launch itself, people donated over almost $20,000. I'm like, wow. I was really, God really
We're
came
blown
through for
away.
me.
Great.
Yeah, and it turned out the feedback was awesome. It's awesome.
That's really lovely. Before I ask you the major question or one of the questions I'm going to ask you, I just want to commend you, SS. Your humility, since I've known you, has not depreciated in any way. I am humbled at how humble you still are. Wait, the thing I'm being honest with you. I am humbled at how humble you still are with some of the things you've just talked about yourself and the accomplishments that is visible for everybody to see that you've done, and you still have this humility. I called you one time and you said you would do it, and you're doing it with me. I really, really appreciate this, and
Thank
I'm
you.
really humbled, to be honest. I'm learning a
Thank
lot
you.
now.
Thank
Great.
you.
I know you've always been humble, 100%. You've always been humble. I'm surprised that this humility is still there. But obviously, at a point, you know, even in this interview, you talked about your health challenge and you've mentioned your health challenges a little bit. Do you want to elaborate on what the health challenge was specifically? I mean, what are the health challenges specifically?
Thank you. October 13, 2021, I had like some chest pain and I went to the ER emergency at the hospital, and I ran into cardiac arrest. And 3 days I woke up later, I already had two open heart surgeries. And, you know, it was just like, wow, I was healthy. I thought I was healthy because I was playing soccer in my free time on weekends and all that. I was hosting events, dancing every time because I think it's a form of exercise, you know.
Of course.
But, you know, sometimes it's just like when you buy a car, it won't tell you when it wants to break down. So, but thank God for the
recovery.
Medical experts, doctors that God used to heal me and help me out. So I'm back to normal. Everything went back to normal. And, you know, there's a lot of Eve that could have played in disadvantage, but thank God, God made everything work for my good. So since then, I've been very intentional about how I live my life, and that's more like I realize life is just an opportunity. So all the things that I've always wanted to do, I've now started doing them aggressively. Like, I don't want to waste that. Like that book, even though I published a thesis for my master's program, but I knew I wanted to write a book. Immediately, I started jumping on writing the book. I know I wanted to do a show because the brand is big, you know. People have been asking me, do a show. I'm like, I like to just go to the party, collect my thousands of dollars, and just go happily. But because show is a lot of work, trust me, a lot of work that goes into the production, meetings. Because I planned that show for over 9 to 10 months, let's say a year.
Wow.
Much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, but I thank God. So, one of the intentional ways I've been living my life is that it's more healthier. I rest more. I try to do things that I really, really want to do. Because one of the most regrets you have as human being is when you're on the sick bed or when you're dying or something, and you look back and you're regretting like, oh, I wish I did this. I wish I did this. So tomorrow doesn't wait for anybody. So if there's anything God is laying in anybody's heart, just like Mr. Debo is doing, like he shows like this is something you're passionate about. Just go ahead and don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything be motivated. Because guess what? There are a lot of greatness in a lot of us. That's why they say the burial ground cemetery is one of the richest places in the world. Like that people have died. So go ahead and do it. You know, find good mentors, do research, pray about it, and you know, just do it.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Great advice from the world famous MC Fantasy. Yes, I know you talked about the surgery. I mean, it was really devastating for us. I remember it was 2021, like you said. I think I was in Lagos because at some point I lived in the north. But anyway, story for another day. I was in Lagos at that particular time. We saw pictures, we saw videos on your Instagram, we saw all of those, you know, stuff on your heart and everything. Definitely, I am particularly very grateful to God that at least it spared your life. For definitely God will grant all of us many more years on earth. But you know, thank God for a second chance for you. Do you think, amen? Yeah, do you think, by any chance, this is also even developed or tickened your humility to be like raised to power too? The experience that you had.
I think my humility, I'll say maybe was inherited from my dad. He's a pastor. He's one of those people that when he goes to other churches, maybe when he's invited, he will never sit in the front. He will go and sit at the back. And then the usher will be the one to force him like, no, you're not supposed to sit here. You're supposed to sit. You know, I learned that from him. And it's one of the things that I like that. I don't like to show myself. I like people to find out. And then, because it's more interesting, you know, when people are like, wow, so you're this, wow. You know, rather than you blowing your trumpet. Yeah, you know, like they say empty drum make the loudest noise. You know, Davido will not go to somebody and say, give me mic, I want to announce myself, I'm Davido. His people in the audience will be like, that's Davido, man, you know. So in my, but I think that health challenge also humbled me more because I realized that everything I had in this world would have been vanity if I didn't make it. So it just makes me more humble, like whatever position you have, no matter how rich you are, it's just a gift from God. The owner of gifts can take it anytime, including our life is a gift. You can take it anytime. So just stay humble. And another thing is, no matter how big you are in this world, there's always somebody who's bigger than you. So stay humble.
Interesting. Stay humble. Great words from the world famous MC Fantasy. Great, great words. I know you're on your break, so I don't want to take so much of your time more. You've been very, very, very supportive. You've been very helpful. I just have one more question for you before we call it a wrap. Again, this is a very general question. Obviously, in November, just around the corner, the 2024 US presidential elections will be happening. And for someone who is, you know, would I say visible minority? No, maybe in the States, maybe not visible minority, but definitely an immigrant and all of that stuff. Where are you lying? Where are you tilting off? Where do you think the pendulum is going to swing?
You mean who I'm going to vote for or who I think is going to win?
Okay, so let's split it up the second one. Who do you think is going to win and why? Okay. Let's give your personal decision to yourself. But who do you think is going to win and why do you think that person is going to win?
Like I said, I'm not really so much into politics that I used to, but I'm actually interested in the election because it plays a major role for someone who came into this country as an immigrant. I mean, I voted the last election, to be honest. I've been a citizen for a minute.
Interesting.
I always go blue. I didn't even know what that means.
Of course, democratic,
But the thing is, I think politics generally, especially in this country, is a pros and cons effect. Mm-hmm. Like there's always a good side of this party and the bad side of this party. And same thing on the other side.
So,
one reason why I want to like lean more towards the Democratic, of course, Harris Kamala, but I think she will win it. I think the minority factor might play in our advantage. But one thing that question I keep asking myself is America ready for the first female president?
That was going to be my next question. Two compounding situations. first female president and another president of color within just maybe within the country.
I feel like they don't really care about the color anymore now because Obama did it twice. If they cared, if the first one was a mistake, then they wouldn't have let him go for the second time. But I feel like it's more of the female because, and I'm not saying America a whole is a country that is too masculine or something like that. But it's just like, you know, when you're talking about vote, the way the voting system works in America is different. It's not like the general populace votes is what determines the winner. There's this, you know, system that they use in creating the electorate, and it's the electorate numbers, and then you have to be strategic to target the electorate that has more numbers on their team. And also they also want to, you know, there's also what they call so the electorate is the one, the number of the electorate, and then there's what they call battleground fields. So that the states that flips a lot. Sometimes it goes red, sometimes it goes blue. Like everybody know Illinois is blue. California is blue. You know, there are some states like that that have
It's
always been blue.
100%. New
For
York should be
sure.
blue as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Of
But there
course.
are some middle, they call them middle ground states whereby they flip a lot.
Kind of
And
up and just switch.
depending on the number of electorates, it plays a major role. And that's what worked against like Clinton in the election then, because she won the popular vote, but because the battleground states went towards the other party, and then eventually the number of the electorate was more than our vote. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever the result of the election is, I think I just want the will of God to prevail. You know, whoever wins is whoever wins. And I pray that God should help America choose the best president that will help the country to
Okay.
move forward in the right, in the positive way. So that's my goal. Because of the sake of my children, my family, and everybody, and my friends, so that we can all live in a safe country, you know. So pretty much that's my goal.
Thank you for that summary. Thank you so much. If you have one more minute, I can ask you one more question, but
Yeah, go for it. Go
yeah,
for it.
sure.
Or maybe when my boss comes in, I'll
Yeah.
be.
No. Just last final question. Question for you, Samson. You have grown the MC Fantasy brand. You're huge. You're big right now. I mean, for anyone who lives in Chicago, and environs, even you said you have a gig coming in Atlanta and all of that stuff. You are what you're quite known. You have managed to kind of keep your family away from the social media drama, I would say. Maybe not drama, but from the limelight, let me put it that way. Is that a deliberate thing
Yeah,
and why?
was very intentional. Not just my immediate family, even my parents, my siblings, you hardly see me post them, celebrate them on my social media. First of all, I feel like social media, for me, if I was not in the entertainment industry, I'm probably one of those who just have three or four pictures on their Instagram page. Not because I don't dress well, maybe I don't take nice pictures, or maybe I'm not good looking.
Oh, of course you are. Of course
But
you are.
because of the fact that I feel like my page is strictly for my brand. It's a business page. And if you go to my page, my description says it all. Professional international wedding MC. Like that's what I want people to know me. People on Instagram, yes, that's what I want you to know me for. If you're my personal friends, we can have a relationship outside social media.
It's
I
a
can
different.
tell you who is my wife, my kids, my, you know, everything. And then one of the reasons is because we're in entertainment, we're in the limelight. So I just also do is another way to protect my family,
Protect your
so
family.
that way nobody's coming to attack them. Like, oh, your husband abused us at when he was cracking joke at the comedy show,
Church.
and we're coming for you. And
You.
then, you know, if you look at all these fights and brawls going on, sometimes when people have disagreement on, like maybe entertainers, and you see the way they call their name, like exposed, I'm not really interested in all this drama. That is why I did that.
That's
And
what you said.
I try to explain, and I know I feel they understand me with my family too. Like, hey, this is why I'm doing this. It's not because I'm not proud of you. You know, I, you know, well, hey, I'm just doing what I think will be good for me. I hope it continues to be good for me.
Of course. So far, it's been good for you, and by God's grace, it's going to continue. It's going to continue to be good for you. Thank you very much,
Thank
SS.
you.
Oh, rather, no, not SS. Scratch that. It's the MC
I'm
Fantasy.
taking
Oh, I'm christening you world famous MC Fantasy. Thank you for
Thank you.
gracing this occasion.
Thank
Thank
you, sir.
you so much.
Thank you.
It's a wrap from you. Enjoy your day, sir. Thank you.
You too. Thank you for having me. God bless you,
Least I
sir.
could do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you.